Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Israeli strikes battered southern Lebanon and the outskirts of the capital Beirut on Friday, killing at least five medics as ground troops clashed with Hezbollah fighters in the south. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
After evacuation orders in southern Beirut were issued on social media, Israeli strikes turned this multi-story building into dust. At least five medics have been killed as rockets continued to batter southern Lebanon and the outskirts of the capital on Friday. Israeli ground troops have also clashed with Hezbollah fighters in the south as Israel's intense military campaign against the Iran-backed armed group fails to relent. It has tempered hopes that a US envoy could reach an imminent ceasefire. A US mediator said earlier this week that a truce was within our grasp after visiting Beirut. They then travelled to meet Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu before returning to Washington, according to the news outlet Axios. Hostilities between Israel and Hezbollah escalated dramatically when Israel ramped up its strikes in late September and sent ground troops into Lebanon in October.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. NATO and Ukraine will hold emergency talks Tuesday after Russia attacked a central city with a hypersonic ballistic missile that escalated the nearly 33-month-old war. Ukraine's parliament canceled a session Friday over the security threat. In a stark warning to the West, Russian President Vladimir Putin said in a nationally televised speech Thursday that the attack with the intermediate-range Oreshnik missile was retaliation for Kyiv's use of U.S. and British longer-range missiles capable of striking deeper into Russian territory. Putin said Russia is launching production of the Oreshnik, saying it's so powerful that several of them fitted with conventional warheads could be as devastating as a strike with strategic or nuclear weapons. This is VOA News. South Korea says Russia supplied air defense missiles to North Korea in return for its troops. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
The U.S., South Korea, and others say North Korea has sent more than 10,000 troops to Russia to support its war against Ukraine. What Russia would give North Korea in return has been the focus of keen attention. South Korean National Security Director Shin Won-sik told a SBS TV program Friday that South Korea has found Russia has provided anti-air missiles and other equipment to reinforce its air defense network for Pyongyang. Shin says Russia has also given diverse economic assistance to North Korea. I'm Karen Shamas.
A judge has confirmed that President-elect Donald Trump won't be sentenced this month for his hush money case. It had already become clear since Election Day that the November 26th sentencing wouldn't go forward as planned. In an order Friday, Judge Juan M. Mershon formalized that without setting a new date. Instead, Mershon set a schedule for prosecutors and Trump's lawyers to expand on their ideas about what to do next. Trump's lawyers want the case to be dismissed. Prosecutors have indicated that they're open to delaying but not dismissing it. Trump was convicted of falsifying business records to squelch a story of extramarital sex. He denies the allegations. The former president of Brazil has been indicted for his role in an attempted coup in 2022. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Authorities in Brazil have indicted former President Jair Bolsonaro and 36 others for efforts to keep him in office after an election defeat in 2022. Brazil's Supreme Court is expected to refer the counts to a prosecutor general who will decide whether to formally charge Jair Bolsonaro and put him on trial or toss out the investigation. The former right-wing leader is already barred from running again in 2026 and could even wind up in jail. Politicians say if Bolsonaro does stand trial at the Supreme Court, there will be a race among his allies and his rivals to curry favor with his supporters. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Protesters in Pakistan's restive northwest chanted anti-government slogans, and tensions flared as funeral prayers were held for 42 Shiite Muslims who were ambushed and killed by gunmen a day earlier. The attack was one of the region's deadliest such assaults in recent years. The victims were traveling in a convoy from the northwestern city of Parachinar to Peshawar when the ambush took place Thursday. Nobody has claimed responsibility for the attack, and police have not identified a motive. The assault happened in Karam, an area where Shiite Muslims dominate. Sectarian clashes between the group and Pakistan's majority Sunni Muslims have killed dozens in recent months. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.